Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on former Michigan State Spartan and top player in the upcoming NFL draft, David Dow. So first question off the bat, this offseason, it's one that's been unique. How are you staying in shape and trying to still stay around the game of football, even with the coronavirus?
Yeah, it's definitely a unique times right now. But for me, I've just been I kind of know somebody that he owns his own like personal gym. So luckily, he's kind of slotted off times for me and my two brothers, Andrew and Michael, for us to be able to go in there and get a workout in. It also helps having having Andrew and Michael here because it kind of allows me to have like a workout partner without having to, you know, keep my social distancing from my friends and things like that, but still having my two brothers to be able to work out with. So I've been doing a great job of staying in shape. Still feel like I'm in tip-top shape just like during the entire pre-draft process and just kind of continue to go from there.
And David, like Jack mentioned, we're going through a really tough time with coronavirus. Is there anything that you're working on specifically to get you ready for the NFL?
I would just say conditioning, number one, from a couple of scouts I've talked to and things like that. Given this, you know, this time period where we're not allowed to do anything with like meet with teams or work out for teams and things like that, really need guys are going to come in and be ready, be in full condition, be ready to go whenever this dies down or whenever we're about to start back up. So that's one thing that I've heard from scouts. So just trying to stay in tip-top shape, physically. And then make sure I'm just still watching football, whether it's watching some old film of myself so I can get better or, just continue to stay in the game and keep my mind and my body sharp. So when things pick back up, I'll be like, I won't miss a beat.
And have you been able to, just throughout this entire process, are there any teams that you've spoken to or in contact with, or just in general, what's this process with the teams been like?
Yeah, I've spoken to a handful of teams, whether it was at the Swiss Shrine game and then just kind of through this pre-draft process as a whole. And the biggest thing is, they kind of just want to stay in contact with us, draft eligible guys. And just making sure that we're still staying in shape, still working out, picking our brain about, like I said, about the football side of things so we can keep our minds sharp. And then be ready, make sure that we're ready to go when this thing dies down and when they have rookie camps, when they have mini camps and things like that, that we'll be in tip-top shape so we won't have missed a beat.
And David, you just mentioned the Shrine Bowl. You participated in that bowl game. What was it like playing down in Florida at the Shrine Bowl, and were you happy with how you performed?
So I actually just had an interview last week. And I said, the Shrine Bowl is one of the best experiences I've had. And I think it was just because it wasn't only because of the things that we did on the field and meeting with the scouts and things like that, but also a lot of the stuff we did off the field was great. Just as far as we got to go to the Shrine Hospital, interact with those kids, work with those children. That was an awesome experience. And then just to get to see the city of Tampa, we went to the Columbia, which is a famous restaurant down there, and just get to, and also for me, growing up in the Midwest, it just was nice to enjoy the warm weather in the middle of January, for when it's, really cold up here. So that was a great experience. And then on the field, yeah, I think I had a great week down there. The biggest thing for me was just showing scouts what I do, I was able to make plays every day, turn the ball over one or two times, making PBUs, doing a great job of coming up and tackling or showing my physicality and things like that. So the biggest thing is kind of showing what you can do in practice, and for me, I always approach practice like a game. So I'm going full effort every single time in practice and getting to show scouts that I can do that.
What's so unique about those All-Star games is we know the final product is the game, but scouts, they're there for the practice to see you guys go one-on-one, work in drills. How do you think your time at Michigan State prepared you for the Shrine Bowl?
I think the best way it prepared me was Coach D'Antonio's approach to practice every day was he treated it like a game. And that's kind of how, like I said, I kind of took over that mentality as well. At the end of our practices, we were meant to be, you're supposed to be really tired. You're supposed to be, you know, to that full exertion every single practice. So when I got down there to the East-West Shrine, you know, you got to share more reps and things like that. So it was really just about taking full advantage of the reps that I got and making sure I'm going all out on those, you know, sprinting to the ball, even when it's across the field, you know, coming down full speed and thudding the guy up really well, making plays on the football. So those are things that I've done that I was doing already at Michigan State and just showing my my intensity level at practice and just really being able to transfer that over into East-West Shrine and show scouts that.
And David, coming from Ohio, what went into your decision to enroll at Michigan State?
It really was the people. I think it's a testament to Coach D'Antonio, but the people that he puts around that program, they're really genuine. And that was like that was the biggest thing that stuck out for me. When you're going through the whole recruiting process, teams and coaches and programs are telling you what you want to hear, and you know they're going to tell you you're the best. You're the best this. You're the best that. But Coach D'Antonio, when you sit down with him, he sits there, he talks to you about, you know, you have the potential to be great, but you got to come in here and work. And I think that really kind of stuck with me because that's what my foundation is about, is hard work. I believe if you work hard towards anything, then you can achieve anything in life. So just like that was really kind of what stuck with me and what made Michigan State more favorable to me in the end.
And having your brother, as you talked about a little earlier, just being able to train with both of them now, but just in general with Andrew having gone through that process before you, how is he able to help you with that entire recruiting process that you're dealt with in high school?
Yeah, it was awesome having my twin brother alongside me going through that process. I think a lot of times with twins, you know, one could be 6'2" and the other one could be 5'5", you know, but me and Andrew were always been similar build and height and things like that. So we're both able to get recruited to play football, Division I football. So that was kind of a blessing. Then going through high school, we wanted to keep our recruiting separate just so we didn't want to limit each other as far as offers and interests and things like that goes. But also in the back of our mind, we knew we wanted to go to the same school. It would make it easier on my parents, easier on the rest of my family. So when Michigan State made that available, you know, that was something that we didn't look back on. And then just going through college was a blessing with him as well. You know, we've just always been pushing each other to be better. You know, I think it's like a family competition for us. When I do something, you know, he wants to do it as well. For example, I just got my master's at my fifth year at Michigan State. And so now he's just finished his rookie year in the NFL with the Saints. And he's using the NFLPA to pursue his graduate degree. So just things like that, just being able to push each other, bounce things off of each other, and just push each other to be successful has been a blessing.
And David, you have your younger brother, Michael. Last year was a redshirt freshman. How did you help him get adjusted to the style of play and overall at Michigan State?
I think for me, it's always been about kind of just showing him more than I can tell him. You know, I think in any leadership position at all, and not just with Michael, but just every person I've had the ability to influence at Michigan State, it's you got to be able to show them what you can do or what you're doing first before you tell them. So just showing them how I approach practice every day, how I approach workouts every day, how I approach school every day, you know, off the field. And then eventually once he sees that, or once younger guys see how I approach, you know, each and every day, then I can start to tell them, you know, I can start to give them advice on things that they're doing, that they may be doing well, or things that they may need to do better. So I think also just, you know, one thing, I've been on our Eagles Leadership Council in Michigan State for the past 2 years. So just being able to have an influence on guys, being somebody that's looked up to and respected in the locker room, I think that goes a long way. And I'm just glad that I was able to have an impact on Michael and then also the rest of the younger guys in Michigan State. And I'm looking forward to see, you know, where that program goes in the future.
Your career at Michigan State, like we talked about, having a twin brother there, it's a unique experience. But through talks with Coach D'Antonio and just position coaches in general, what were your expectations coming into your freshman year?
Well, I'll start as a team. You know, Michigan State was coming off of they had just won the Cotton Bowl in that crazy game with Baylor. So, and they had a lot of guys. They had a lot of guys coming back. You know, they had Connor Cook coming back, Sleek Calhoun, guys like that. So, as a team, I think that our expectations were high that year, and I think we even surpassed those expectations, winning the Big Ten championship and going to the playoff. And then individually, I think my expectations, I just want to come in and show my work ethic and show the seniors and the leaders on the team how I was willing to work, how I was willing to do whatever was asked of me. And I think that's something that's going to translate for me in the NFL. Like I said, I'm somebody that's going to show you before I tell you. And that's always been kind of like something I hold near and dear to myself. Also, just I wanted to contribute on special teams. Because I know that's the first way you get on the field. And I think that'll carry over into the NFL. Even this year, as a fifth-year senior, I played 60 or 61 snaps on punt. So just showing that I take special teams seriously. I'm going to do whatever's asked of me and just contribute in whatever way I can.
And David just mentioned special teams, not only to play your normal position, whether it be linebacker, cornerback, but also to contribute on the special teams is very important. How much of an emphasis does Michigan State put on special teams?
Well, they put a huge emphasis on special teams. If you throw on film, throw on the tape, you see a lot of our starters, seniors, leaders on the team. Each guy usually at least has at least one or two special teams that they're on, even, that long, even that deep into their career. So, are your best guys, you got to have some of your best guys on special teams in order for it to be successful. So Coach D'Antonio took it seriously. We as players took it seriously. And I think that showed on the field.
How would you then describe the football culture that you guys had over your career at Michigan State?
I think Michigan State football has always been built off of toughness. So I think that's like the first thing that that you either have to learn to become when you get to Michigan State, or that you have to learn to develop when you get to Michigan State. And I think that's the first aspect of our culture. And then next is just learning the game of football. And like I said, that's a huge testament to Coach D'Antonio and the rest of the coaching staff. I think we've been coached up extremely well, just in terms of general football knowledge. For me, being a defensive back, being a safety, you got to learn different offenses, learn different formations, and you learn, what tendencies teams do out of certain formations and be able to communicate with the rest of the team. So I think that was like a huge thing for us in Michigan State, and that's really going to help me carry over into the NFL.
David, film watching such an important aspect of football. How have your film study habits progressed as college has gone on for you? And when you're watching film, what do you look for in an offensive player?
Yeah, so our film progression at Michigan State, we're given a sheet each week. And so this sheet kind of has, so like on Sunday, it takes it from Sunday through Friday up until the game is on Saturday. So like on Sunday, it'd be like, why you watch two games and then you watch like the first of the personnel groups. Then on Monday, you'd watch another game. You'd watch like first and 10, second and 10, and second and or first and 10, second and medium, and second and long. And then just kind of going on the list. And Wednesday or Tuesday, you'd watch third down and then red zone, pre-red zone. So I kind of broke it down into each, kind of like each section like that, and each situation in the game and formation, just so in the game that I would be able to kind of recognize things that they like to do in those situations. And I think that went a long way for me. When you turn on the film, you're going to see me talking to everybody on the defense. My position, so I played field safety at Michigan State the past 3 years, and we call that position the Zeus. And we call it that because you've got to kind of do a little bit of everything as far as talking to the linebackers, talking to the other defensive backs, getting the call from the coaches, communicating as to what the offense is doing. So I think film preparation has always been huge for me. It's been huge for our Michigan State defense, and I think it contributes to a lot of the success we've had over the years.
And when you put on the tape this past season, was there one or two guys that stood out to you, whether on the tape or just in game, that were the best wide receivers that the Michigan State football team went up against?
I would say KJ Hamler from Penn State. I think he just, his repertoire, what he brings to the game, can be really kind of hard to match up to at times. So I think he was probably the one person I would think of that kind of stuck out to me, especially him being a slot guy and how we play our defense. A lot of times the field safety was kind of guarding him or was kind of over him. So that was definitely a challenge for me. But there's a lot of great receivers throughout the Big Ten. In the Big Ten, you can't take a week off. So you're playing against top competition every single week.
And David, when we look at the future of this Michigan State football team, a lot of talent there. If you had to pick one offensive and one defensive player who hasn't gotten the media attention yet, but has stood out to you and should be on draft radars pretty soon, who would you choose?
Okay, I would say, Antoine Simmons. I think he's probably starting to get a little bit of media attention and things like that. But he's a linebacker, number 34. He'll be a senior this year, but I think he's one of the best linebackers in the country. He can do it all. You know, he's fast, plays physical, really instinctive defensively and offensively. I would say Elijah Collins. He was a redshirt freshman last year, I believe, and he'll be a redshirt sophomore. He's our running back. I think he just showed some flashes last year of a lot of good things that he can do. And I think, as he becomes more of a main role in the offense this year, he'll really be able to take off.
And then talking about yourself, David, what would you say are your strengths as a defensive back?
I think first, again, is my football intelligence. At Michigan State, we call it FBI. And it's just because of the approach I bring to the game and kind of like what I told you about going through that sheet every single week. I like to think that I know a lot of what the offense is going to do, before they do it. And just that allows me to kind of speed up my anticipation, speed up my reaction time, and allows me to make more plays. And then just getting my hands on the ball is another strength of mine. I think when the ball's in the air, I kind of turn into a receiver. I have a wide receiver background, so that's kind of been a positive for me. And then lastly, I think I have in-game experience playing safety, nickel, and corner. So, like I said, I played safety the past 3 years in Michigan State. I played a little bit of nickel my redshirt freshman year, and I played corner my redshirt freshman year as well. And I kind of came in as a corner. So just having that versatility, I think I have the knowledge of a safety. But I also have the feet and the footwork of being able to play a nickel or a slot. So just having that versatility, I think it goes a really long way for me.
And David, being in the Big Ten, playing in front of solid crowds, what was a typical game day like for you? And what was it like playing at Spartan Stadium?
Oh man, playing at Spartan Stadium was awesome. So we start every morning or every day with the Spartan Walk. And so we walk from our hotel, the Kellogg Hotel, and basically it's, we have fans would be lined up as we do the walk, and you get to high five fans. We pitch a penny at Spartan Stadium. I mean, not Spartan Stadium, at the Spartan statue outside the stadium. So just little traditions like that, I think that goes a long way in college football as a whole, and especially being a Michigan State Spartan. And then lastly, for me, I think, again, I take pride in really taking care of my body. So just making sure I'm all stretched out and things like that. I'm pretty much moving, as soon as we get to the stadium, I'm pretty much doing something, or moving or stretching or, warming up or doing something up until the game, up until it's time to run out of the tunnel. So just making sure I'm fully ready to go in every aspect I can. Because again, you only have 12 guaranteed opportunities in college. And for me, it's just about, I want to put every single thing I have into those 12 opportunities. So it starts in the off season, obviously, and then it goes into preseason camp. And then those each practice every week, you got to put in everything that you have. Cause I just want to be able to fully maximize on everything I can each game, because you only get 12 of them. So that's kind of my mentality. I think my mentality also is, you go full out in the game and then the rest will take care of itself. So that's just kind of how I approach every week.
And then, David, what would you want GMs or scouts to know about your personality and who they're going to be getting in David Dowell in the locker room and off the field?
Like I said, I think my leadership ability and then my hard work, my work ethic, I think one thing that I kind of like to mention, like a story I like to tell, is me and my twin brother Andrew, we used to get the janitor's numbers at Michigan State, and they would, because the building would be locked up at night, so they would let us come over there. They would unlock the building for us at night, let us come over there, get some working on the field. And just for me, that was all about just getting everything I can out of my ability, you know, and fully being able to reach my potential and surpass it. So that's the same thing. That's the same mentality I carried over into the NFL. And I just want NFL scouts to know that as well. You know, I'm going to put everything I have into whatever team that, you know, whatever team I go to, whatever organization I go to, and just give everything I have to them, and they're going to get everything they have out of me.
And David, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you could give to them?
The best piece of advice I would give high schoolers is, I think, to start taking responsibility for things at that age, like when they're 17, 18 year olds about to go to college, because when you get to college, you don't really have people telling you what to do, right? Like, you don't have your mom sitting there telling you when to go to bed. You know, you don't have your parents sitting there telling you to clean up or to wash your clothes and do things like that. So if you can create good habits as a 17, 18 year old when you're about to go to college, I think it'll carry over into college. And then the last thing is, I think it's important to know that you have to have a good start to college. So you don't want to dig yourself a hole academically when you first get there. So come in with that mindset that, you know, you're going to put your best foot forward, you know, get a good start to college, and then the rest of it will be easy. But if you kind of dig yourself a hole, then it'll be kind of hard. You have to dig yourself out of it for the rest of college. So that's what I would tell some high schoolers that are kind of coming up.
That was David Dowell, formerly with the Michigan State Spartans. We really appreciate you taking the time to be on the podcast, and best of luck in the upcoming draft.
Thank you. I appreciate it.